I'm joined here today with Devin Boyer, Diversified Horticulture Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency winner at the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo. Congratulations, Devin.
Thank you.
So first, do you want to just explain to us your project?
I work on a wholesale cut flower operation in Franklin Springs, Georgia. We grow around 8,000 to 9,000 dahlias, 200 to 500 different varieties. We specialize in dahlias, but there's a wide variety of different cut flowers that we grow there at the farm. We also have an expansive botanical garden throughout the property. The farm's the biggest part, but there is through the woods, trails cut and everything, where we do farm tours and things like that.
And where did you get the idea for this?
I got the job opportunity through my ag teacher, Trey Harris, and I just kind of stuck with it. I worked there for a year, year and a half, and then I got promoted to the management position, and now I'm here.
In that management position, what have you learned and implemented?
With me being the age that I am, I have to work with a lot of people my age and older. It's hard for them to want to listen to somebody my age, so I've had to kind of adapt and find new ways to, I guess, sort of give directions and make orders on the job site.
And what have you learned being at your age in this position?
I've learned that you have to kind of ease into things when making corrections or I guess you would say disciplining your workers when they're the same age as you. You have to be a lot. You have to take into consideration how you would feel if somebody your age was, you know, trying to make you do something and how you would want them to talk to you.
And have you had to deal with maybe coworkers or customers older than you that never want to give you the respect that you deserve?
Yes, ma'am. I've dealt with that, and they've always been resolved. I've not really had a problem with them wanting to quit on me or anything, but it's always been resolved without any conflict.
And did you have a background in horticulture at all before going into this job?
None at all. I started and I quickly took to learning the processes and all of the sciences and techniques behind it. And I caught on quick. And to be honest, it's a job that I didn't think I would like, but I'm quite fond of it.
Has this impacted what you want to do with your future?
Yes, ma'am. I don't necessarily want to go into the cut flower industry. I'd like to go into row crops and things like that, and it's really given me a better understanding of how the ingredients for the feed that I feed hogs and all the other livestock and how that's produced and propagated, and you know, just it's given me a better understanding.
And as you were saying, you didn't really have a background in this area beforehand. How does it feel to try something new such as cut flowers and then be on that national stage winning an award for it?
It feels great. I never in a million years would have thought I would have been on the stage at National Convention. I've waited 6 years for this, and my ag teachers basically told me whenever we were filling out for the area competition that I was going to do a proficiency, and I didn't really know anything like about the process of getting it in. We got it in and I took to it, and just like with my job, I started to take on and learn, and now I'm here.
All right, Devin Boyer, congratulations again.
Thank you.
The Diversified Horticulture Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency Award is sponsored by National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.